Hello and welcome to the Guelph Politicast. I'm Adam A. Donaldson of Guelph Politico. If this is your first time listening to the Guelph Politicast, welcome. Guelph Politicast is an interview show where I talk to politicians, activists, and people of note making a difference, or are just making life in the Royal City more interesting. For previous episodes of the Guelph Politicast, you can find them on the Guelph Politicast channel on Podbean, or you can subscribe through iTunes. Today I talked to Ted Pritchard of the Fair Tax Campaign. Pritchard's group advocates on behalf of condo owners in the city to get the kind of access to city services that they pay for in their property taxes. It's a complex problem, and one that's not easily solved or explained in a 5-minute address to city council, so I decided to dedicate a whole podcast to it. Equal service for equal taxation is the topic of this week's Guelph Politicast, but first, my usual public service announcement. Guelph Politico is crowdfunded through Patreon, where you can contribute on a per-monthly basis of any amount you feel comfortable using PayPal or your credit card. And all that money goes to maintaining a locally sourced independent media outlet in Guelph called Guelph Politico. Through your generous donations, you'll be paying to keep the Politicast going, as well as regular coverage of city council and politics in and around and concerning the Royal City. For more details, click on the giant orange P on the right-hand side of the Guelph Politico page or go to patreon.com/GuelphPolitico. And now on with the show. Per the Places to Grow Act, Guelph is having to make room for thousands of more people over the next 20 years. It's a process called density, and the way to do that is with building more housing higher and tighter than the city might be used to. Condos, in other words, both of the high-rise variety and of the townhouse variety. They've been popping up more and more around Guelph, starter homes for young people and downsizing for empty nesters. But it's not always ideal. There are some issues for condo owners here in Guelph, and Ted Pritchard and his group, the Fair Tax Campaign, are always trying to draw attention to that fact that while condo owners pay the exact same level of taxation as the owners of single detached homes, they don't always get the same level of service. Garbage collection in particular is a sticking point, with some condo developments being unable to take advantage of the city's solid waste collection services. Either the trucks can't access the property, or there's no room to store the bins. The end result is that these complexes must engage in private collection, which essentially means they are paying twice for the same service. It's a problematic issue, and one with no easy answer, though Pritchard makes his case every year to council at budget time, but it's hard to unravel all the relevant points in a 5-minute speech. And, refreshingly at tax time, the topic also has little to do with whether or not we pay too much taxes, so I wanted to sit down with Pritchard and talk about his concerns in a setting that's a little more friendlier than the harsh light of the council chamber. So I caught up with Ted Pritchard earlier this week in studio to talk about the Fair Tax Campaign. So, Ted Pritchard of a Fair Tax Campaign, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. I'm pleased to be here.
To begin with, could you just explain a little bit about the Fair Tax Campaign and how it came about and a bit about the background of your advocacy on behalf of condo owners?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's a condominium group, mm-hmm. And I own a condominium. I'm currently a president of a condominium corp, and I first heard about Fair Tax Campaign about 8 years ago. But before that happened, Fair Tax Campaign Guelph has been in existence for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. And it came about when a group of people came up from Burlington and talked to us from the Canadian Condominium Institute. And I wasn't there. I was a condominium owner at the time, but I heard about the group later, and currently I'm chairperson of it. And essentially all it is 8 or 9 condominium owners who are trying to speak on behalf of a number of other condominium owners. And we've had 2 mass meetings where condominium owners came out, and we have a petition to the city to provide services that's signed by 12,000 condominium owners. Sorry, 1,200. Mm-hmm. I'm exaggerating, 1,200 condominium owners.
It's not impossible to think it's going to be 12,000 in the future.
There are a lot more than that.
Right.
But we spent a year basically trying to get into condominium buildings, talking to condominium owners, and getting that kind of an advocacy to give us some sort of credit when we approached council. So that's, we have been working on the same issue. There's a number of issues that we think the city should provide condominium services for. But it's solid waste management is the one that we're looking at. And by our estimates and by our factoring in samples of the Guelph population, we figure about 60% of condominium owners in Guelph don't get solid waste collection.
So more than half.
Yeah.
I was going to say, before we dig deeper into the solid waste, just for a definition's sake, condos aren't just the high rises. These are people who also live in the townhouse complexes and other various smaller units that are more clustered, more dense development, that kind of thing.
Essentially, we're with the kind of the Ontario people to grow pair targets. Basically, you may met with the high density of condominiums.
Right.
And so you are going to see more condominiums in Guelph. And I can understand if there's a backlash from the current population, because when condominiums move in to a property that has 7 units and all of a sudden there's 64 units and they're condominiums, there's more traffic, there's more noise, there's more light, there's more garbage to be collected, there's more strain on the infrastructure system. At the same time, we need to put people in places, and a condominium is the most efficient way to do it. And so we now have a situation where we have homeowners who are on their exiting. This is their exit home.
Right.
And often it's their entry home into the home market.
Right.
So you'll have young families and you'll have seniors, and they'll be in the same community. But essentially, in the middle, there's probably another house. So when I retired, I downsized to a condominium. I can almost see, in some cases, a backlash when you have a condominium development go into an established community. There's a fear this is going to affect the house prices. All of a sudden, you've taken 7 lots, and there's 64 units on those lots. The city gets excited because there's also 64 taxable units instead of 7. And even though those may have been very large luxury homes on an acre lot or a third of an acre lot, your tax assessment for the 64 homes is going to be much higher. So the city is drawing in money to deal with things. And the other thing is, if it's a new development, the developer is paying for the infrastructure costs and the development costs for that particular roadway, that surface. And the city basically can direct what the development cost should be. So if larger storm sewers are required or larger sewers are required, the developer does it. And then those costs are passed on to the condominium owner. So there can be an upgrade within the subdivision thanks to the development.
Yeah, it's a win-win-win with the city winning, the developer winning, people wanting to buy condos winning, but there's still the single detached homeowners in the neighborhood. And I take it we're talking about this specific development that came up last council meeting in the South End.
Yeah, actually, I had that in mind.
But to their point of view, they're losing because there's this this new big development that it's going to be in, you know, quote-unquote, their backyard.
Yeah. And I did note that there was an owner who came and said, it's going to affect my property values.
Right.
Another owner came and said, there's going to be more light because there'll be street lights and that on the round circle. And all of that's true. But at the same time, we do have to place these extra people. We have that responsibility. And if we can get a developer who has accumulated the land, has the plan, as long as they don't do something like make sure that that community pays for their own garbage for the lifetime of the site,
right?
And saddles the new owners with that kind of a thing, because that often happens. That the development is not city friendly as far as garbage collection goes.
Right.
In other aspects, it may very well work, but you know, if the developer modified or changed some things, it could save the owners of those, the new owners of those properties, a lot of money over the 40-year lifespan of the complex.
So from the sounds of it, what you're saying is that when these developments come up, one of the things that seems to be not taken into account is the solid waste disposal, because I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the problems is that the trucks presently in service are ill-equipped to get into some of these places because they're so packed tight, and where the garbage is put out isn't where the trucks can get in, and that sort of thing. So that there's a planning step seemingly missing, that when these condos are laid out and the plans are drawn, they think of stormwater, they think of wastewater, they think of parking, but garbage isn't being thought about.
Actually, they think of most of those things, and they do think of garbage as well. Mm-hmm. But they leave the developer the option, and the developer can complain if the city puts too many restrictions on it.
Right.
They can go to the province and get the province to change something. Councillors are getting better about asking the question, is this friendly to city garbage? I know there's a couple of them will usually ask that question. I noticed that the developer in the last session also pointed out that this particular complex would be friendly for city collection.
Mm-hmm.
The big problem comes often with the storage of carts and the size of garages and whether or not they can accommodate three carts and a car, which my garage can. That's why I can get the service. Often the new developments will, I don't know if you noticed in that last one, they were trying to cut away on the frontage, they cut right. away on the back end, and that will fit in a few more units that the city can tax. So they're eager to get the money. I wish they would give the people that they were putting into these places a little more room
mm-hmm.
by cutting back on a couple of units. Allowing more things, like you mentioned, visitor parking. That's often a shortfall for some of the new developments.
Yeah.
If you got 64 units and 4 visitor parking spots, that's not... I mean, you do have the person's driveway, but that's often where their car is.
Mm-hmm.
It's tight. You know, I noticed the visitor parking wasn't extensive in that particular unit we saw last week.
And people don't use their garages for cars anymore, as well as anything else we heard last week.
When you're downsizing and moving to something smaller, you mm-hmm. got a lot of stuff, and that stuff mm-hmm. ends up in your garage, and your car ends up in your driveway,
mm-hmm.
and then you get conflict among people who will sometimes see your car in visitor parking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you only got 4 spots... You're causing friction among the community.
Yeah, and I can imagine thinking about the time of year, that's only more difficult because there's a lot of visiting this time of year. So,
and it's not just that, but there's also snow.
Oh, very
true. And you've got situations where a development will go in and there's nowhere to store snow on the property.
Yes,
because condominiums are shoveled differently than city streets. They have a street, but it's a private operator comes in, and they will come in with a pickup truck and a plow. So it won't be pushed up against a boulevard, because there is no boulevard. There's
right.
a series of driveways, essentially, in all condominiums.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up stacking the snow somewhere at the end of a roadway.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a place at the end of the roadway to stack the snow... You again, you're in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So developers have to know that there's got to be snow storage on a property, and it can't be visitor parking because you need the visitor parking, and it can't be in the driveways because essentially the entire street is one long driveway with little offshoots all the way along it.
Right.
Condominiums are narrow. They're like 20-foot properties. So you have a front door and a garage, and then you go up 2 stories often on a townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So you have nowhere to put snow except at the end of a street somewhere
mm-hmm.
and a big pile.
And the thing I notice in the winter is that all parking lots get at least a couple of spaces smaller.
Oh, yeah,
with the snow.
For sure.
Yeah. So... I know that you've come up before council in the last couple of years to talk about the solid waste collection in particular, but from the sounds of things, this group is more about condo advocacy, where it's like, we want to make condo living better, more appealing, deal with these issues that seem to pop up with different developments. Is that your feeling about your organization?
Well, that's our attempt. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, we are still the child of the Canadian Condominium Institute. And they are saying that the councillors and cities should be more cognizant of what it takes to put in a successful condominium.
Mm-hmm.
And where you can run into pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a buyer beware thing with condominiums. Condominium mm-hmm. owners buy them because they like the property or the facade in the house. They don't think about things like garbage collection. They don't think about things like snow removal mm-hmm. in the winter. They don't think about the continual costs on the condo fees, because a new condominium comes in pretty underpriced.
Mm-hmm.
And the... So your condo fees in the initial when you buy it are probably around between $100 and $200.
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 years, they're going to be $450 to $500 a month.
Mm.
And it's the only way to sustain the cost of a condominium, because you are, for that money, looking at the outside shell of your house. So if, when a roof needs replacement in 20 years' time, there is money in the reserve fund to do it. When your windows need replacement, again, maybe 25 years' time, the condo corporation does it. But it's your money, your condo fees, that are going to that replacement eventually.
Right.
So it's kind of like forced budgeting, which I used to do as a homeowner, and I'd have envelopes for my roof, for my driveway, and all of these things for when they need a replacement. The condo corporation looks after that for me now.
Mm-hmm.
And they also cut my grass and clean up my pool and shovel my snow. But for that, I'm paying around $450 a month. And my taxes are around $350 a month. So I actually mm-hmm. pay more in condo fees than in my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But if I owned a home and I had it, had a lawn mowing company, a landscape company coming on a regular basis, cutting my grass or taking away my snow, my costs would be similar to what my condo fees are.
Right.
So condo fees are the tricky part that the city gets into, because condo owners pay them. Condo owners have money available to look after solid waste collection if the city can't do it.
Right.
We have money available to do hydro inspection when the city won't do it. It's not a lot of money, but like West Nile treatment, hydrant inspection, all of these are issues that if I owned a home on a regular city street, the city would have the inspector and that to come and do that. But because I live in a condo and there are condo fees, the city can charge me a second time for that service, because I have to pay a private operator to come in and do it.
And that kind of gets into the crux of your argument, and not just on the solid waste, but on many matters. We were talking before the show, and you said, although your group is the Fair Tax Campaign, what you would really classify it as the Fair Treatment Campaign, which is to say, you would like condo owners to be treated in the same way a person who owned a detached or a semi-detached home would in Guelph, where you pay your taxes, you get the services.
Yeah. Just to let you kind of know that there are three kinds of condominiums, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all in the same tax class.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the residential tax class that all homeowners are in. So we have something called environmental taxes that we pay. And environmental taxes cover the dump, waste sorting system,
right.
But also covers garbage collection. So every condominium owner that doesn't get waste collection, essentially, that their environmental taxes subsidize those that do.
Mm-hmm.
And with over 60% condominium owners not getting it, that's an awful lot of money that is directed to somebody else's service, but not theirs. Now, I understand that if I'm paying for a library and I don't use it, that's my choice.
Right.
If I'm paying for a school system and I don't have kids anymore, that's also my choice. But I know I'm training Canada's future with the education system.
Right.
I know that I want a literate community that I'm living in, so I want a library.
And of course, somebody who was, when you had kids, someone older than you who didn't have kids anymore were,
exactly.
were paying for the
was,
schools too. It's,
paying,
it's a continuum.
And I understand all that. And
right.
I've had that argument used by counselors and city staff saying, well, there are lots of services we provide that people don't use, but we all have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy into that. But what's different about solid waste is that I'm supporting a system that I personally can use, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people that actually don't have access to it because the system doesn't serve their needs. It's a one-size-fits-all. And the garbage system didn't used to be like that. A lot of condominiums lost collection when we went from the plastic bag that I know is environmentally unfriendly, and I would just assume we didn't use plastic bags,
mm-hmm.
but they couldn't adapt to the cart system.
Right.
You've got, if you've got a nice condominium, you don't want three garbage bins sitting by your front door or underneath your living room window. And in
right.
some cases, that's the only choice because we have condominium townhouses that do not have garages.
Mm-hmm. I live in one, actually.
Yeah, and if you think in terms of what the city would require you to do, you could have it right by your front door and leave the three bins there, and summer and winter, whatever, they're always there. The garbage never goes away. Even if the bin is empty, it's always there.
Yeah.
And the other city solution is to build a storage facility on the site that often uses up what little visitor parking you've got.
Yeah.
And it's a covered shelter. And you've then lost possession of your particular three bins.
So right. They
now become community bins. And people look after community bins not as well as they do when it's their own personal three.
Yeah.
They're not sorting as well because who's to care? You know, the
yeah.
city has no way of checking on who did what to which bin.
Yeah.
There's vandalism possibilities, a whole lot of things happen. Plus, it's the condominium corp that builds the structure.
Right.
That then hires a company to stage the carts, the bins, along the boulevard or the roadway. That pays that same staging group to take them in and put them back into the storage facility. Condominiums have found it's cheaper to hire somebody with a pickup truck to come by and take all of their garbage and bags, take it all away. It's probably going to landfill, even though it's recycling, even though it's compostable.
Mm-hmm.
The cheapest thing for that person to do is to take it to a landfill.
Right.
So that leaves condominiums out of three streams sorting and selection. It's something I think a lot of condominium owners would want, but they're going to have to be trained to want it, same
right.
as householders were. With a responsibility for sorting and collecting and dealing with garbage responsibly.
Right.
So there's multiple things going on here. When I go in and talk to council, and I will again on November 30th,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go in as a person who is a taxpayer, who gets really good service for his taxes, to the point where I would be willing to pay more taxes
mm-hmm.
to make sure that my fellow residents in Guelph get the same service I do. And that involves purchasing a truck. It involves using smaller trucks. It involves collecting garbage in containers that are stackable or could only use at one spot in a garage or one spot in a home instead of three spots. It involves some flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And how our garbage is collected in Guelph. And all of that is in something called a Solid Waste Management Master Plan that came out in 2014
mm-hmm.
that was kind of an addendum to the 2010 Solid Waste Management Master Plan that brought us the robotic arm trucks and brought us the carts.
Mm-hmm.
It took advantage of provincial funding. It changed how garbage was collected in Guelph. It probably saved money overall because there's only one person on a robotic truck and
right.
there were two on the former way of collecting garbage. So I would think there was a staff reduction, and councilors complain about operating costs in City Hall. So all of those things were good, except they stopped serving part of the population of Guelph they used to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And it did nothing for the condominiums that have existed for 40 years without any kind of garbage collection, and that's the high rise.
Right.
So I saw a great glimmer of hope when they started talking about a multi-res vehicle that would collect dumpsters from high rises,
mm-hmm.
the way they can in Milton, Hamilton, Burlington, Barrie, and a lot of comparable, and in fact, in Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the budget, and I was hoping it was in the budget for 2017, but it's now in the budget for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2017, there is a study. Well, last year, that's what we got out of council. They gave us a study and a report back in the second quarter. That never happened, and it didn't happen because there was a change in the administration of solid waste management.
Mm.
And there's a new group in, and I talked to them this morning, and they're saying there's going to be a review of all solid waste management, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's going to be a report in the third quarter of 2017, and they're hoping that the truck stays in for 2018.
Right.
2018 is also an election year for councillors, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's not true. So if I sound a bit negative or I sound a bit
cynical
yeah. about the whole thing, I've been doing this for 10 years. And at this point, there's absolutely no change
mm-hmm.
as far as servicing condominium owners, except at least 700 owners lost their garbage collection in when it went from plastic bags to
the carts. Okay. Which, of course, was also provincially mandated and not entirely within the control of the city, too.
At the same time, what bothers me is why isn't that mandated in Burlington and Waterloo and Milton and Toronto? Like, I know Guelph wants to be in the forefront of solid waste collection. And I like the fact that we've got 69% diversion, and you look at Toronto and it's like 33%.
Mm-hmm.
But Toronto is collecting more of its citizens' garbage than Guelph does.
Right.
We're picking the low-hanging fruit,
mm-hmm.
the stuff that a single driver can come by and pick up from a homeowner. And if the condominium can't match that model,
right.
we can just say, no, you guys have got condominium fees. Go get your own garbage solved.
Right. That's an interesting way to look at it because I think we always want to characterize, or there's some people who want to characterize city programs as either 100% successful, and if it's anything less than 100% successful, it's a failure. But what we have here is something that is, by and large, fairly successful. What you're advocating for is we want to be part of that success.
Yeah.
So in terms of what you would like to see, perhaps if I always like to ask this question: where if you had the ability to just like make your ideas a reality, mm-hmm. regardless of cost or your position or running for council yourself, what would that look like? What would that approach to making sure that all the condo garbage is collected? What would that look like?
Okay, basically, if you wanted to get all the high rise and mid rise collection done,
mm-hmm.
you would probably need two front end loader trucks
mm-hmm.
and the dumpsters that go with that, because okay. right now those people are contracting with Waste Co or other major garbage collectors, and those dumpsters I believe belong to the collection company,
right.
and but the unit is paying the money to have access to them
mm-hmm.
and use them. So I would think the city would need two trucks,
mm-hmm.
and that would supply them with enough routes over the 5 days to collect all the high rises. And at this point, they could also begin seriously looking at collecting multi-residential rental, which is not a condominium,
right.
but it's the very same building, and they have the same kind of dumpsters. The city could also collect its own garbage from its own sites, which right now they have to contract out because they don't have a truck that'll pick up a dumpster. And yet they use them all the time in mm-hmm. their construction sites and their parks and rec and those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. The other thing that the city would, I would like to see, is I would like to see the parks and rec vehicles become something that belongs to solid waste management and have solid waste management collect all the waste from the parks as well as from the city streets and use those smaller trucks on probably two separate days to collect from the townhouses that can't accommodate a full-size robotic arm vehicle going through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the hassle with that is that those trucks would require two personnel.
Mm-hmm.
They're small, so they can navigate the narrower streets. They would need somebody walking behind the truck, basically dumping the things into the back end. But you could, because condominium units are so close together, you can collect from 64, 70, 120 units in about a half an hour's time or an hour's time, where that would, if you were collecting from 70 homes, that would be most of a day used up stopping with the robotic arm truck. So there's an efficiency in the garbage collection, but you need smaller trucks, which the city currently owns. So there's no cost except in the personnel.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably be running more than they run now because they'd have condominium routes as well as the park routes and the city containers that they collect now. So that would be my druthers. That would actually solve all the problems of the people that lost their collection, and it would bring online a number of townhouse condominiums that have never had collection. And with the multi-res collection vehicle, or two, that would solve the high-rise problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're talking a garbage truck, you're talking $500,000.
Right.
It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're also dealing with a budget of $400 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the capital portion is much smaller than the operating portion. I'm talking about capital here and redeploying personnel. Possibly, but it would also cost additional people if you have additional trucks. So there are operating costs as well.
So perhaps to sort of marry the two about what's happening and what you'd like to see happen, from the sounds of it, what is perhaps keeping that from a reality is the cost, because as you pointed out, there is the service review for solid waste management right now, which, I mean, it sort of makes it sound like there isn't going to be any sort of new spending on that until that is completed. But there's also, perhaps in the future, more money involved in terms of buying new trucks, hiring new FTEs. And that's always, I mean, and I'm appreciating what you said earlier, I am willing to pay more taxes, but that is not a popular sentiment, especially this time of year.
I agree with you, but if we're if we're doing infill with condominiums,
mm-hmm.
and we continue to take all of their tax assessment, and I'm thinking in terms of River Place, those tall towers downtown, McDonnell, they can't get city service right now because we don't have a truck. So they pay our hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax assessment every year. They don't get their garbage collected by the city. I find that astounding. They installed in those towers a computerized system for three-stream separation, so the owner on every floor can go in, press a couple of buttons, dump in their blue waste. It goes down one hopper, ends up in a dumpster. Press some other buttons, their green waste goes down. Then their garbage goes down. And that would have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to put that system in the building, paid for by the developer, who, of course, sells it to the condominium owners as a selling point. They get to be part of three-stream separation. The city still can't collect their garbage. So the city mandates the building be able to do that, but doesn't have the vehicles that would actually collect that in the end. And you consider the amazing tax assessment coming from those kinds of buildings will probably afford the library downtown and many other things. Unless this tax assessment comes in, the South End Rec Center isn't going to happen. We need new money from somewhere, and it can come from infill.
So, long story short, the city needs to hold up its end of this, that the developers are on board, the people you represent who are many condo owners in the city are on board with this, but the city needs to be doing more.
Well, basically, the councilors all in the last election all answered the question around condominium and solid waste management and fairness, and they all said the current system's unfair. Mm-hmm. I had one candidate for mayor out of the four, and it was the fourth candidate who said we can't afford it. Mm-hmm. The other three, including the incumbent now and his rival, both said, yes, it's time. Mm-hmm. We are one of the few major cities anymore that is not accommodating the condominium population that pay for the service. Mm-hmm. We pay double. I pay once because I don't have to pay the double.
Right.
And I get the service.
Well, they have a little less than 2 years to make it happen before they're up for
another election.
Yeah.
And we will have to take a different approach. Just getting the commitment from the councilors obviously is not enough if we don't have that truck by the time that election comes around.
Well, we'll have to keep our eyes open, and we'll see if we have to revisit this again before 2018. But Ted Pritchard, thank you so much for your time and shedding some light on all this.
Okay, well, thank you.
And once again, that was Ted Pritchard. If you're interested in the Fair Tax Campaign or any of the issues that they deal with, you can get in touch with Pritchard at tpritcha@rogers.com. And that's it for this week's edition of the Guelph Politicast. The music for the Guelph Politicast comes from KPM Classics and Sid Dale. The host of the Guelph Politicast is Podbean. Go to guelphpoliticast.podbean.com to listen to past episodes, and while you're there, you can also listen to Open Source's Guelph. If you missed last Thursday's episode on CFRU, you can download it via the Politicast channel on Podbean. You can get in touch with me by email at adamadonaldson@gmail.com. Reach me through Twitter at Adam A. Donaldson. You can go to the Guelph Politico Facebook page at facebook.com/politicoguelph. And if you like a locally sourced independent media in the city of Guelph, please consider donating through Patreon. For all the latest local political news, check out guelphpolitico.blogspot.ca, where we'll have a new episode of the Guelph Politicast for you shortly. And until then, see you next time.